Welcome to Men in Charge, in briefs. I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Scott Herrick. And today's episode is brought to you by Unsold Gazebos at prices so low, you'll never need another gazebo.
Never? Well, okay. But while you're buying gazebos, and we hope you do, remember that beneath every episode is an implicit question that serves as the episode's premise. So mail it in, and then what might happen, Scott?
Well, once the post person picks up your reply and we have our staff peruse it, and you're right, well, you might win a valuable prize.
Papa Loma Paloma Bookstore is pleased to open the queue for tonight's book signing by romance author Eileen Galsworthy.
That's Dr. Eleanor Galsworthy. I'm a theoretical physicist with degrees from MIT and Berkeley. Ruby.
Calm down, Eleanor. As your publicist, I advise you to keep your blood pressure down.
Eleanor will be signing copies of her new physics romance, The Space-Time Between Us.
All right, everyone. If you have your copy of the book, Eileen will inscribe it as you ask. No photos, please. You first, sir.
Oh, joy. I waited all afternoon. Dr. Eleanor Galsworthy.
Yes, that's me.
Would you sign my e-book of The Space-Time Between Us?
Don't you have a physical copy? As Eleanor's publicist, I advise you to buy one.
But I did buy it. I downloaded it on my Swindle e-reader here.
Well, I've got a permanent marker. That should work on plastic just as well as on paper.
Oh no, I don't want you to sign my Swindle. After all, that's not the book.
So you want me to sign a virtual digital file of information?
Eleanor, as your publicist, I advise you to not...
Ruby, this dweeb has a point. In the 21st century, we scientists have cornered the truth about reality. And so anything should be possible. This is a science emergency. Get me Cape Kennedy.
There's no such thing as Cape Kennedy anymore.
Hey, I think she means the actual guy. Cape Kennedy. The policy czar for the Digital Documentation Initiative.
Shut up, Gareth. But yes, that's exactly who I mean. Tell Cape we need his best cybersecurity people to get onto ethically hacking the original MOBI file.
Yes, Eleanor, right away.
When that's finished, we're going to need to scan my signature, but then convert it into code such that it overlays but doesn't destroy the original novel's data.
We'll use that pen that lays down magnetic ink that you invented, Eleanor.
Wow.
Boy, this is really customer service.
Young dweeb, when you grow up and move out of your parents' basement, you'll learn that with science, we have the power to do anything.
Really? Oh, look, does science have the power to recharge my Swindle?
What do you mean? Don't you have your charger?
No.
Next in line.
Oh, fiddlesticks.
Scott, did anyone write in with an implicit question?
Nope.
Okay. Well, you really are utter failures. But if someone had, what would it have been?
Well, I don't have the name either.
Okay. What about Ralph Loggerhead?
A Ralph Loggerhead of Upper Chagrin Falls, New York, asks, if the U.S. invades Cuba, will baseball run out of starting left-handed pitchers?
Well, the answer's obvious, but is
no,
that correct?
No,
it's not correct at all.
No.
It's wrong. But people who once or twice in their lives were right are our cast. Jody Stewart-Strobelt, Steve Lloyd, Deborah Marlowe, Sarah O'Hare, and Nancy Roth. This episode was written by Kevin Decker.
And we'd also like to thank the only man who's more than happy to tell you whether he's wearing boxers or briefs, Brian Lindsay.
And remember, don't be a fascist.